The first official candidate for president in 2016 launched his campaign today. It's Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, a Tea Party favorite whose no-compromise approach has at times angered some in his own party. Cruz is trying to stake out a position as the most conservative of the GOP White House hopefuls. NPR's Don Gagne reports the venue for Cruz's first event signals the kind of campaign he can be expected to run.
Typically, candidates kick off their campaigns in their home state. If not there, then Iowa or New Hampshire. But instead of geography, freshman Texas Senator Ted Cruz went for symbolism.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger.
This was the Monday convocation at Liberty University, which calls itself the world's largest Christian university. A live gospel rock band played. Convocation takes place 3 days a week in the basketball arena, and students are required to attend, so it wasn't exactly a big campaign rally, but still, this was no typical day on campus.
God bless Liberty University.
That's how Senator Cruz opened. He worked the stage, walking back and forth, not unlike a televangelist. And his message included family history, his father's journey from Cuba and eventual marriage to an American woman, and how his dad eventually found God. For 30 minutes he spoke, interweaving faith with politics.
God's blessing has been on America from the very beginning of this nation. And I believe God isn't done with America yet.
The word imagine was a recurring device. Imagine, Cruz asked, a flourishing economy instead of a stagnating one. Imagine a flat tax and abolishing the Internal Revenue Service. He noted that the president signed the Obamacare law 5 years ago today.
Imagine in 2017, a new president signing legislation repealing every word of Obamacare.
And in an attack on the president's foreign policy, a favorite topic among conservative Republicans, support for Israel.
Instead of a president who boycotts Prime Minister Netanyahu, imagine a president who stands unapologetically with the nation of Israel.
That line generated the single biggest cheer of the speech, then an invitation to join his effort, saying a real conservative can win the election.
And that is why today I am announcing that I'm running for president of the United States.
Again, this wasn't a Cruz rally, but he had plenty of fans on hand, like Liberty University senior Becky Barker, who was hoping to meet him.
I really love that he's identifying with his faith. A lot of times politicians can shy away from defining themselves and say, yes, this is what I believe. I am for the unborn, or I am for the correct definition of marriage.
The audience was also dotted with students wearing T-shirts showing their support for one of Cruz's likely rivals, Senator Rand Paul. Also here, 18-year-old freshman Nicole Genge, who says she doesn't think Cruz is the best person to take on Hillary Clinton.
Honestly, I would go for somebody more middle of the road just because I think they would have a better chance of winning everything. Because they could persuade either side and they wouldn't cause as much controversy.
Cruz hopes getting in first will get him some extra attention. He can use it since early polls have shown him struggling to emerge. But look for others to follow suit and have their own big announcements in the coming weeks. Don Gagne, NPR News in Lynchburg, Virginia.